There's a great tradition in the theater world, summer stock, which is to say a theater that takes advantage of the mostly good weather to stage productions. It can also provide young or just graduated performers a chance to watch seasoned colleagues and learn what makes up the core repertoire of theater life. One of these summer stock theaters is located here in mid-Michigan and has just begun its 70th season. Current State's Jamie Paisley visited the Barn Theater School in Augusta this past weekend. Just as the cast and crew were ready to change from one production into the next one, the classic from 1950, Guys and Dolls. I'm guessing you saw plenty of action down there, Jamie?
Well, I mean, not gambling action, but that happened certainly in Guys and Dolls. There are plenty of things that the Barneys, that's to say the core performers and stagehands of the Barn Theater, lots of tasks that the Barneys are responsible for, cleaning up the grounds, painting of the sets, and someone has the inevitable and unenviable cleaning of the restrooms duty, so to speak. It's been that way since the early days of the Barn Theater, and it also includes Penelope Ragazzi as well, who, with her husband Brendan, co-owns the Barn Theater. Penelope is also the public relations manager, the intern wrangler, and the paperwork guru. It's also worth noting that for the entirety of these past 70 seasons, the Barn Theater has been fairly family-owned.
Oh, not fairly. It's family-owned. Yeah, family-run the whole time. My in-laws started it in 46 in Richland, and then when those town elders decided that it was too much traffic in 1949, they said, no, you can't do this anymore. And then my father-in-law and mother-in-law were just kind of panicked with where to be, where to go, and they were just looking around the area, and someone pointed out the Cook Barn, and it was this. So they had their first season in 1949 here at the theater, and we have all these, speaking of amazing pictures, of people, there's one right over there, where they're literally, you know, you see horses everywhere. I mean, it's very rustic, and people just sort of dug in and did what they needed to do, and we keep building on that and building on it, and that's one thing we pride ourselves on. If there's any money that's made, we put it right back into the place, you know, because it always needs something, you know, because she's an old building, and it's wood, you know, So it's had to be steel reinforced, and it's a special design that has got us on the Historic Landmark Society, where barns are typically six-sided, five-sided, whereas this is completely, the beams are just bent. It's a completely round top, you know, if you will, roof, and that's sort of rare. And, there's always something that needs to be done. So our money goes right back into the place. Yeah.
So this was started by the in-laws, and then when did your association with the barn start?
It started in 1986, so this is my 30th year. Yeah, so it's a long time, yeah. And I think that's one of those things, just sort of before you realize it, you're like, oh my gosh, I've been here for a really long time, oh my. And, you know, you've just sort of picked up perhaps knowledge along the way. As much as I don't know everything by any means, how to run the place or anything, but you just sort of, you dabble in everything. The love for the theater is just right there in all those jobs that you've done, and you have so much pride in what you do on stage as well as off. And, you know, that's a thing that Brendan and I, my in-laws as well, tried to do, if you will. You try to turn out a better person and performer at the same time as you're, you know, making them work 17-hour days.
Give a holler and hate me, go ahead, hate me.
The best years of my life, I was a fool to give to you.
All right, already, I'm just a no-good leak. All right, already, it's true. So new, so sue me, what can you do me? I love you.
You gamble it here, you gamble it
here. Hi, I'm Robin Haynes. I am playing Nathan Detroit in Guys and Dolls.
Now, the show, it's very interestingly framed. They stick to the formula very well of having two different couples and split fairly evenly between the romantic side and your side, which is fairly comedic. Were you voted class clown or something like that?
No, not at all. But once I got out of school and started working as an actor, that's absolutely the kind of roles I always played. I was always the comic lead. I never got the girl. But this time I get the girl and I get to be the comic lead. I get all the laughs and get the girl too, so it works out very well for me.
How long have you been with the barn?
I hate to say how long it's been because that would give away my age, but my first year here was 1954.
Oh, wow.
On my
do you remember what the first production was?
I don't know. Jack Ragazzi carried me on for his curtain speech on my first birthday because my mom and dad were working here. My mom still is associated with the barn all these years later.
Now, since Robin Haynes is a guest performer during this production of Guys and Dolls during this season at the Barn Theater, he's excused from the typical Barney or core member duties across the grounds. However, since his relationship with the Barn Theater and the Ragazzi family goes back for decades, I did have to ask Robin, what was the worst Barney job that he remembered?
Liming the outhouse.
Liming the outhouse. I have no idea even what that means.
Well, you know, there are outhouses up on the hill, and you have to put the poop-eating lime in there to keep them, in working order.
Poop-eating lime, that's a theater term as well, right?
Exactly. It's technical talk, yeah. Being here is hard work, but it's also great, you know, and one of the functions that it serves is that it kind of winnows out the people. I mean, it kind of divides the people who love it and the people who don't. And if you love it, then nothing's onerous, you know. Yeah, you know, you may go, God, I don't want to do this anymore, but then, you know, I get to do a show tonight. So it's okay.
For the people all said beware, you're on a heavenly trip. People all said beware, you'll scuttle a ship. And the devil will drag you under, by the fancy tie run you wicked throat. Sit down, you're rocking the boat down.
I'm Brooke Evans, and I'm playing Miss Adelaide in Guys and Dolls.
And you are not excused from Barney activities.
Oh, most definitely not. No, I am the bar manager.
So after the performance, people are invited also to the rehearsal shed. And so when you're finished with Miss Adelaide, you then are managing the bar in the rehearsal shed as well?
Yes, I am. I come down, I get everybody seated and situated, and then I jump behind the bar and start pouring drinks and occasionally run lights and, you know, keep everything moving and then close up the bar.
And in the center, there's also the piano. Are you also then invited to sing during the afterglow as well?
It has been known to happen, not in this particular bar show, but yeah, from time to time.
There are moments that a lot of people don't see behind the scenes, and is there something that's kind of stuck out for the years that's kept bringing you back?
Well, you know, the beautiful thing about this theater is its history, and the people who began this theater, the people who have been seeing it through all these years, and last year I was working in the archival room, and I was just kind of in awe of the fact that I was looking at photo albums from 1946, and I was looking at pictures of actors that I have worked with. And I just think that's the most amazing thing. I mean, it's such a rarity anymore in the theater world. This is such a gem. And, it's not a particularly funny anecdote, but it really is what I love most about this theater. That's what brings me back.
Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with. Luck be a lady tonight.
Co-owner of the Barn Theater School, Penelope Ragazzi, also is proud of the Barn's Backstage Experience, a free program for youths K-12 who are interested in theater.
And what they do is partake in about an hour's worth of classes, which it turns out to be 12 to 15 maybe minute classes. And they'll learn all that went into, as much as they can, actually, went into the show that they're about to see. They're going to learn some choreography up in the lobby, which is just wonderful. And then they'll see it right there on stage when they're watching the show. So it's very, very cool. And that's one of the most interactive moments, of course. And then they'll learn how lighting affects the mood of a show and how the scenery and lighting must work together and how costumes. Obviously, if someone's in black and lights are dark, you know, it evokes a certain feeling from the audience, and the kids are learning how everything works together, and it's a huge community, and it takes all of these people who are very, very good at their job to bring what they know, and the show gets done because of all the hands working together.
More information about the Barn Theater's Backstage Experience, the musicals being performed for this 70th season, including the classic Guys and Dolls, which opens tonight and runs for 2 weeks, is available at barntheaterschool.org. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.